Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, last week, you may have taken a few days off and spent a lot of the time staring out the window at the lashing rain. Now that you're back, are you finding it difficult to get yourself going again? Post-bank holiday brain mush is a thing. Dr. Tara Logan Buckley is a clinical psychologist. Afternoon, Tara.
Afternoon, how are you?
Not too bad. I often have this notion when I've been away for a few days and I come back and I kind of think, do I even remember how to do this anymore? I have that kind of feeling. Is that common?
Absolutely. It's so common. And you wouldn't believe it. There's actually a lot in it to why we actually feel like that. And we have that kind of like the dread or the anxiety or the fear or the brain fog that you even spoke about as well.
Yeah. And what's causing, particularly the brain fog, what's causing that?
Sure. So I suppose a few things that start off. The biggest thing is there's a massive disruption to our routine as well. So if we think about it, our brain really, really likes predictable routines. That's the way we are as humans. So what happens is when we have an extra long weekend, this actually temporarily disrupts that routine that we have. We might stay up later. We might sleep in. We might eat differently. We might socialize. We might rest more, all of those things. So what happens is it basically breaks the rhythm that we're in. And what that does is that then changes the amount of cognitive load that we need to put out as well. So it's like almost like a mild form of jet lag simply because we're out of sync. So if we think about it, the amount of cognition that we get when we go back is really hard. So we have to switch that mode going back in. So it's kind of like going for a gentle stroll into a massive treadmill. And what happens with that is we end up doing a thing called a task positive network. And this is the responsibility that we have for kind of like our focus, our logic and our goal activity. But what happens is that dramatically gets turned off while we're off. And then we have to go back into that as well. And what happens is we actually need time for that to warm up. Like that executive function we get back in needs time. And obviously when we get back, we're tired. We don't want to do things. We might have not left things in the most clearest way for ourselves. So it actually takes us quite a while for the brain actually to warm up, believe it or not.
All right. So it's kind of sounds a bit like being out of condition.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what it is. And if you think about, you know, if we Easter weekend, for example, we usually do stuff that's quite nice, whether that's some people might go hiking, some people might spend it with loved ones. So think about as well, all of the neurotransmitters that you're kind of going around the weekend, you're going to have lots of hits of dopamine, lots of hits of serotonin. And what happens is you go back to work, that's gone. You're back into, okay, actually that drive system, I need to do this, I need to produce, I've got goals I need to meet, I've got emails I need to do. And what happens is that lowers our mood because we've come from having such a lovely restful weekend full of accessing that lovely soothing system. So what happens is our mood slightly dips, and when the mood dips and we're not getting that dopamine and serotonin, actually our cognitive functioning actually lowers and we lack clarity. So this brain fog that you actually experience is very, very real.
Does that mean that your job can never give you serotonin or dopamine? Are we just talking around the point that people hate their jobs?
Look, I think it's very, very different. If you're obviously someone, you know, where your work is a really positive environment, you know, you've a great work-life balance, you feel that actually what you're doing is contributing to yourself and your goals and your values. And I think it's very different walking into a job like that on a Tuesday morning compared to maybe going to a job where you're quite isolated. You don't find a purpose in what you're doing. It's just another day. You're waiting for Friday at 5 o'clock again. So the thing is, I do think it depends on the job that you have. And also, what is it that gives you the hits of your dopamine or your serotonin? For example, I always say to everyone that day that you go back after your big, long, nice annual leave or the long weekend, I always say, plan something for lunchtime, ring a friend, meet a friend. Is there a work colleague you can even go for a coffee with to keep that, you know, that hit of the serotonin that you're getting as well? So we're not completely reducing it the first day that we're back.
Let me read you out a couple of comments from listeners. Every time I go on holidays, I come back, I can't remember my logins. It usually takes me about half a day to get back into my laptop and get started. I'm a teacher on Easter holidays at the moment. Try starting back into work after the summer off. You'll be exhausted for the first couple of weeks of term getting to grips with new students' names, amongst many other things, I would imagine. But at the same time, Tara, it sounds like our lives are kind of there's no balance there, in the sense it's either it's one thing that's given us all the serotonin and it's the other thing, i.e. work, that isn't giving us the serotonin. And if there was some way of kind of having a bit more of it during the week, even when we're at work, it might help.
Absolutely. So I say to everyone, particularly like, you know, if you're online and you're using an online diary, which most of us do now, I always tell everybody, put 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the afternoon, that you can do something to give you that. So it can even be simply going, making yourself a nice tea or a coffee, or popping out to get one. It can be simply sitting outside in the back. You know, we've had some nice weather, not right now, but we've had some nice ones, even getting some sunshine, taking a brief stroll, picking up the phone and ringing a friend that you need to ring, even picking up a book or something like that, listening to music, lighting your favourite candle. It doesn't really matter what it is, but it's something that we can do throughout the day that's really, really small, that will activate that soothing system for us and actually give us then, for example, that hits of serotonin or the oxytocin even as well. If you have an animal, spending time with an animal is one of the quickest ways that you can activate that as well. Some of the other things is, I always say I use the Friday beforehand to kind of do a future proof. So what I say to a lot of people, including myself, is I try to get the hard things out of the way before I finish up for the bank holiday. A lot of people do it the opposite. They're like, well, do you know what I would do now? I just kind of want to take it easy today. And when I get back, I'll hit into all those. Oh. I know myself, I can't do that. So what I do leave is, I leave those really small little bits and pieces for that Tuesday morning I'm back. I write a to-do list, so it's sitting there ready for me. And you see, the lovely thing what that does is you can get through a few of them maybe in your first half an hour. An hour, it might be something like a Slack message, an email, something like that. And when you do that and you highlight it or give it a tick or get rid of it in front of you, that's giving you the dopamine hit. Yeah. So you're getting the dopamine hit very quickly when you get back and you feel like, well, actually, wow, this, I'm actually getting things done. But a lot of people do the opposite. They leave the big things when they come back. And because the brain fog and all of this other stuff is going on inside us when we get back, it's very hard to do that.
Actually, you might have a thought on this. Someone texted in to say, why do 4 days, 4 day weeks feel more stressful than a full week at work? I feel like you're catching up on everything you've missed. Don't you work a 4 day week?
Yes, I certainly do. And the thing with that is I'm very, very, very lucky. And to be honest with you, you know, we hear a lot, well, I have to get 5 days done in 4 days and et cetera and all this. And I say, you know, it's so good for your own mental well-being and work-life balance. One of the big things with this is because we have a thing called perceived time scarcity equals the stress spike. So what happens is, psychologically, when we perceive a lack of time, the brain will activate a threat response to that. Now, that doesn't matter whether the threat is a real or perceived threat. And what happens is we shift into the scarcity mindset. So this narrows our focus and it causes reduced creativity and problem solving. We kind of get more anxiety and we move more into black and white thinking. So actually, this leads us to be inefficient. And actually, what happens is then we become less productive. So when we go in with, actually, I've less time and I need to do more, we're automatically actually feeding that narrative, which isn't the best for us. We're also very critical of ourselves. Oh, I need to catch up. I have to do all of this. We're like, you know, trying to compress all of our workload, which if we think about it, that's doing the opposite of our cognition. That's making us into have to try to make decisions quite quickly. It's task switching. It's also kind of like forcing us to set goals. And if we think about how the brain, we just spoke about going into work on your day off, you know, after having a few days off, that's really, really, really hard to do. So they're the big reasons actually that the 4 days actually seem a lot more problematic for most people than the 5 days.
Though on the other side, someone texted in to say, after a busy weekend entertaining the in-laws, I'm delighted to be back at work. It feels like I finally get a break. I had the same feeling when returning to work after maternity leave. You actually get coffee breaks, which you don't on maternity leave, that's for sure. Tara, thanks a million, as ever. That was Dr. Tara Logan-Buckley there, a clinical psychologist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.